Coming up on Sunday in Turner's Falls, it's the first annual Soapbox Derby that benefits Montague Community Television. Back in the Bear Country studios, we have Mick from Montague Community Television and also, of course, Montague Webworks. Mick, who did you bring with you this time?
I brought with me Doug Fontaine. He's a buddy of mine, and he works with Narragansett. We're going to have a beer tent, so we brought along a beer guy.
Welcome, Doug.
Thank you.
We've got the Soapbox Derby coming up on Sunday. We've been talking about this because over at the Soapbox Derby, your chance to get qualified to win tickets to our fall zip trip, which is going to be happening over at Berkshire East on Sunday, October 3rd. I'll be broadcasting live at this year's Soapbox Derby between 11 and 1. Stop by. Look for me, Kevin Collins, for your opportunity to win tickets for our fall zip trip and check out all the Soapbox racers that they're going to have on Sunday. How many carts do we have out now?
Well, on the books, we have 30, but I know of another few that are coming in.
Okay.
And we're guessing because people have said, oh, I'm just going to show up to other friends and people that are entered. So we'll probably have about 40 or so carts going down the hill.
Now, if people stop by at the last minute, you know, they built their cart and they show up on Sunday, are they going to be able to race?
If they show up before noon, we prefer if you send in your application beforehand, but you know, if you can't get yourself together and you're not sure until the day of the race, which is Sunday, if you show up between 10:30 and noon, at noon we're going to lock the doors. You won't be able to bring your card in anymore.
Okay.
You've got to get everybody inspected and get them lined up and all that.
And there's an entry fee, too.
There's an entry fee. If you show up on the day, it's $30 on the day, or $25 if you get it in by Friday at the TV station in Turner's Falls.
Montague Community Television. Montague. I've been telling people to hit the website
right
for more information.
MontagueSoapboxRaces.com. All the information is there.
This is going to be a great community event on Sunday. You guys excited?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We can't wait for it. We've been working long and hard to get to there.
Oh, my God. Since, you know, May, it's going to be quite a day.
All right. Now, all the racing begins at noon. And that's when they go down that big hill behind Unity Park, right?
That's right. First Street Hill. It's pretty steep.
Now, you don't have to be a racer to attend the Soapbox Derby races because there's going to be a lot going on, though.
We're hoping for a lot of spectators. They're going to be hitting the food vendors, and you guys are going to be there.
That's right. We'll be broadcasting live. They're going to have a lot of different foods there and a beer tent as well. Right,
yeah,
Doug?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. We're going to have a beer tent there. Narragansett Beer is actually one of our underwriter sponsors.
Okay.
So we're going to have a beer tent with that's available for anyone, obviously, over 21.
Yeah.
Come and enjoy.
Yeah.
The event, the whole day event is free for everyone. Just wanted to plug that in there. So, you know, again, it's a great community event for everyone to come out to.
Now, this is going to be starting at 11 o'clock noon. How late in the afternoon do you think you're going to go, Mick?
I think that we'll probably be done by about 4 this year, you know,
okay,
with the number of carts that we have. And there'll be a ceremony, a trophy ceremony, and we'll have the hay bales stacked up and, you know, give the kids and the adults, you know, adults can race as well.
They're yep.
17.5-inch real metal gold-plated trophy.
Whoa!
Yeah, baby. Put that up in your garage.
I'm sure that it is going to be on somebody's garage. Online, there's more information at Montague Soapbox
Races.com.
And they also have the information there. If you're like me and you do things at the last minute and you want to get involved in this race, all the information is right there on the website.
I'd like to also thank, by the way, we have a lot of costs associated with putting a race on like this, and we have underwriters. Of course, Narragansett was an underwriter. They actually wrote us a check as well as bringing their beer here. But Greenfield Savings Bank,
yep,
they were the first ones in. Dr. Jordan Quinn, she bought the St. Anne's Church in Turner's Falls.
She's going to have a big performance space
there. She's going to have a performance space. There'll be a bistro. It'll be divvied up into 3 or 4 sections. That's very cool. And Kostansky's Funeral Home was very kind of sent us a check as well. And they're going to be giving out free water to the racers at the top of the hill where they where they're starting.
So there's going to be 2 heats, right?
Each racer will get 2 heats.
Now, who has to pull the carts all the way back up that hill for the second
We're
heat?
Actually going to get a cord to tie each. Well, the groups are going to go down one at a time. One at a time, but within their age bracket. So all the kids will go.
Yeah.
And then we'll tow them back up like in a little, you know, string them together and pull them back up with a pickup truck back up the hill.
Oh.
So it'll be like a little mini parade.
All right.
And then they'll go down again one at a time, and then they're done, and then the teens do that, and then the adults do that.
So they're not racing each other. They're racing against the clock,
against
right?
the clock. It's a stopwatch.
Gotcha.
Yep. We have some members of the Elks down helping us out, and they're going to have their stopwatches, and it'll be great.
You know, I looked at the extended forecast. We're looking good on
We're
Sunday.
Looking really good. There's like rain 2 days before, rain 2 days after, and nearly clear skies.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect.
Like 72 degrees. It'll be really nice.
So this is the first annual Montague Soapbox Derby races. This is an event for the entire family. You don't have to be a racer to attend. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Bear Country 95.3 is going to be broadcasting live between 11 and 1 on Sunday, right over there in Unity Park. Make sure you stop by to get qualified if you want to go on our fall zip trip. That's going to be coming up on Sunday, October 3rd. Doug, Mick, we'll see you at the race.
Yes, we will.
Thank you.